fight you this time.
Please.
So the time is 6:01 p.m. on April 25th, 2024. I would like to call this meeting of the Human Relations Commission to order. Will the secretary please call the roll?
Commissioner Diaz is absent. Commissioner Gomez?
Present.
Commissioner Hodge?
Present.
Commissioner Holm?
Present.
Commissioner Lares Urquidez?
Present.
Commissioner Olavi?
Present.
Commissioner Paranor?
Present.
Commissioner Redondo is absent. Vice Chair Kinayub?
Present.
And Chair Branch?
Present. So before we begin the meeting, I just want to acknowledge the passing of Assistant Chief Phil Collum. He died recently, as I think everyone knows, of cancer. And I just wanted to just say that, you know, he appeared before this commission in the last few years, and he was a great role model, and Chula Vista certainly has lost a very fine officer. So I just wanted to just take this moment to just acknowledge that. If anyone else wants to say anything, I'll open the floor to that. I know this is not something that you knew was going to happen. So perhaps we can just take a moment of silence in his memory, and if anyone wants to say anything after that, that's great. Otherwise, we'll then just move on with the agenda. All right, thank you. And does anybody else want to say anything? Don't need to, okay. All right, so the next item on the agenda is public comments. Do we have any speakers, e-comments, or emails?
There were no e-comments submitted. However, we do have one request to speak from Robert Johnson.
Okay. Hello, Human Relations Commission. Everybody hear me okay? Let's make it sure. So through progress and through, you know, efforts on the city's behalf, there's a link on your guys' calendar that connects people with the information. It's that simple. I'm a web guy, so I know it's like three clicks and you're done. So we got it down to that three clicks. You just click, click, and you're at the board. So that's a good thing for you guys. Took a while to get here, and I hope they continue to do it. After this, I think they will. There was a couple of things that I did notice. You were at the Earth Day, but as far as I remembered, you guys had a booth according to last meeting, and I didn't know that it got canceled according to, you know, just going and to the meeting and then showing up, and I thought. I could have been wrong, you know, I don't remember everything from these meetings, especially since I go to all the boards. So I'm trying to retain a lot of information. But I remember you guys had a booth, and I didn't see a booth, so I just wanted to at least mention that. You know, it's part of being held accountable and stuff like that. This board has chosen to put divisive language in today's agenda. And it's funny because staff is the one that summarized the previous event. So I will be talking to that when the item comes up. I just wanted to bring it up now that the one language was used, but you left out the other language. You could have easily, they could have put both examples and given a fair shot, but instead I'm going to have to discuss more into that issue. It's not a good thing that I have to keep coming back because that means I'm watching and things aren't technically being represented for everyone. This is the Human Relations Council, not the Immigrant Refugee Services. This is about Chula Vista. This is also about our children and safety. And they're just letting in unvetted people. I went to the soft site. It's right there in Otay Mesa. We cover these types of things where it was kids in cages. Now it's trafficking children. So as a human relations thing, there needs to be some identifying how you're preventing that type of stuff too, not just encouraging it. So that's it for my public comment, but I will say more later. Thank you.
All right, thank you. I just want to say that related to Earth Day, we did have plans to have a booth, but unfortunately we didn't have enough of our commission to staff the booth. So it did get canceled, for lack of a better word. I personally went to the Earth Day because I always liked the event. And so I did have a great time there. It was a really nice event. So I just want to thank, I guess, the city or whoever organized this Earth Day, because I definitely did enjoy the event. Okay, let's see. I'm sorry. The next item on the agenda is item 4.1, approval of meeting minutes.
And just for the record, there were no e-comments under this item and there were no requests to speak.
So after everyone's had a chance to look at them, I would need a motion related to, if you know, to approve them, if there are no errors or omissions. Hey, are you still reviewing? Do you need more time? Does anybody need more time to review them? So at this point, I need a motion for approval of the minutes. So I have a motion. I need a second.
I second.
All right, thank you. Any discussion? Would the secretary please call the roll?
Sure. Motion made to approve the meeting minutes from March 28th, 2024. Motion made by Commissioner Lares Urquidez and seconded by Commissioner Holm. I will now read the vote by roll. Commissioner Gomez?
Present.
Commissioner Hodge?
Aye.
Commissioner Holm?
Okay.
Aye.
Commissioner Lares Urquidez?
Aye.
Commissioner Olawi?
Aye.
Commissioner Parnor?
Aye.
Vice Chair Kina Yub?
Aye.
And Chair Branch?
Aye. So the next item on the agenda is item 4.2, discussion and consideration of memorandum regarding proposed changes to the functions, duties, and membership of the Human Relations Commission and other recommended actions. So attached to the agenda packet at the back is a chart. And I think we should just go like sort of section by section and read it and make sure that we're okay with each section and that it reflects what we talked about. And since we have the minutes, we can refer back to them as needed. So I don't know, Adriana, did you have a plan for any further plan for how to do this or?
No, not necessarily. I welcome however you would like to go through the memo. There were no e-comments on this item, but there is one request to speak whenever you'd like to hear that. And then as well as there will be, there was an omission in the memo that is before you today. My intention was to include the business card recommendation that this commission had already voted on in a previous meeting to request business cards. That the commission had already voted on, and my recommendation was to include that in this memo as recommendations of the Human Relations Commission, but I did not do that, so it would be something that we would hope to add and should be considered by the commission today. That is the other recommendation that was listed in the title. And then the other thing I would like to say is this memo can either be submitted to City Council for their consideration as a memo from the commission, or the commission can also speak before City Council to present the memo and be able to respond to any questions that the council may have. The commission has done that before, has done both before, has sent correspondence as a recommendation and has appeared before council, so it is up to you. And chair, as the chair of the Human Relations Commission, we would welcome you or your designee to present on behalf of the commission, however the commission decides to vote tonight. And then the next city council meeting is May 7th, and we could do that date or another date as you so wish. That was all I had for tonight.
So let's have our public speaker.
Sure. Robert Johnson.
Hello. So my first recommendation is that we correct the Chief's Community Advisory Board to the CAC Commission, because that's what it's actually called, the Community Advisory Commission. That's just what it's called. I was just at it. I told them that it was labeled wrong here. I'm trying to do the back and forth work to let people know that it should be labeled correctly with the right board that is actually findable on the website and how it's called. Was there an update today? Maybe I could have missed the update, but I do see it says two, or on the second B, because that just to clarify, that was 2.36.030 is the first recommendation. The second one is B of that. And the identifying certain groups is going to leave out other groups. That's the main thing. Even on the homepage for your guys' commission, it says all people. It includes all groups. It's not specific. Once you start getting specific, that's when you're going to get groups like me coming in like, hey, me, what about me? Am I not important? Like, the word out of the chair was, we don't need any more events. But when the other events got added 2 years ago, it was for rioting, it was for burning cities, and there was no problem to throw it on the table and add it. We didn't riot. I come to you peacefully. I try to do it the right way to get acknowledgement for representation of our community, because there has to be an equal way to share that with everybody. And by the chair's own words, we don't have enough time to add more events. That shows to me that it's personal. It's not for everyone, right? And I'm not trying to be personal. I want your day, I want your day, I want your day, I want everybody's day. If we're going to start doing days, it's going to be every day, right? What we originally saw as a community being the problem with the migrant situation and all that was the sanctuary city part, right? And that's a whole story. I only have 40 seconds left. Like, that's how much the staff has worked to shut my voice down, okay? Because it's not like I'm not making sense. The problem is it's the short amount of time I have to squeeze it into, and to get you to understand, I'm not against anyone's cause. I'm here to bring legal migration. But if it's not legal, it's illegal, and then it's promoting that. And that causes even more harm. But what we should do is work to combat those things on like a psychological level to get people to agree with us, not force people, but through conversation, through our ability to compassion with each other. So I can't get through it all. It's too short a time.
Thank you. So let's just start going through the memo. And basically the middle box is the proposed change. And then the box to the right is the our feedback. So if everyone can just look at the first one. So in the proposed amendment, the recommendation was to delete that language, the line that says, and the chief's community advisory board. And we reached a consensus to keep that language as is and reject the deletion of that at that phrase. So if anyone has any comment about that, meaning that they don't think it reflects what we talked about, or they think that the feedback line should be written differently, let me know. Commissioner Hodge. Yeah.
Okay, I'm wondering if this is in light of what our constituent Robert Johnson was just talking about, the Chief's Community Advisory Board, and he was saying it's referred to as CAT. And if that's the case, should we change it to say what it is, CAT, instead of Chief's Community Advisory Board? Or can we call Robert back up to see if that's what he was talking about?
So I want to ask city staff, is the Chief's Community Advisory Board, is that the current name, or has that name been changed?
So the amendment that you're considering tonight is what is currently in your municipal code. In the municipal code, it reads the Chief's Community Advisory Board. I don't have it in front of me to tell you if there's one word here that's incorrect,
okay.
But it could certainly be your recommendation that it align, that your feedback be that it align with whatever is listed on the city's website.
Well, it seems like we should keep in alignment with what's in the municipal court code, because that's what we've been asked to modify.
That is the amendment that was proposed to you.
Okay.
And also, I just want to remind everybody that this conversation is just to make sure that we're accurately reflecting what we just talked about at the last meeting, and not reopening issues that we voted on or discussed. It's mostly just make sure that the memo that we send forward reflects what we want the city council to know about what we talked about.
Yeah, thank you. I was just, when you get new information, and so I was just thinking if that was new information, should we, that's all. But yeah, I'm happy with whatever.
Okay.
Just wanted to make sure our constituent was addressed and.
Okay, so we're gonna leave that item as is and then move on to the next one. And as you can see, the recommendation was to get rid of language about the commission assisting the city to become a certified welcoming city. And you can see we had a couple votes related to that language. And so if everyone can read all the comments that are on this page and onto the next page and just see if they reflect what we talked about, that would be great. So I see something that looks like maybe an extra word. On the second page, the last bullet of this item, it says some commissioners express the need to identify and support marginalized, specifically immigrant members of the community. The word specifically is kind of throwing me off right there.
It's missing a word.
Okay.
Could be people, it could be community member, it could be.
You need to identify and support.
I welcome your suggestion.
May I ask how they plan to identify them?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm just trying to find out what.
A word. A word that was omitted. It could be person, people, member of the community.
So we say missing, we're missing from where? Support marginalized people?
People.
Oh, then comma, specifically, or like immigrant
Correct.
Members of the community. Okay. Okay. So we'll add the word people after marginalized.
Okay.
Does anybody else have any comments about what's written there and whether or not it reflects what we talked about or is clear what's being said?
My only question will be like, what is the need to identify? What will be the need to identify migrants?
Well,
that will make them like become like
Well,
focus of
so we
our
had,
welcoming city.
We had an extensive conversation at the last meeting, hashing through all these issues, and I can't at this point like recount to you exactly what some people might have been saying, but unfortunately, but right now the task is just to make sure that the language just reflects what happened at the meeting.
And just so Commissioner Lares Urquidez knows, the audio for your last meeting is available online, and you can listen to the discussion if you're interested in that.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, any other, are you raising your hand or is that?
No.
Okay, can we go on to next one, or does anyone have any else thing on this one? Yeah. Okay, so the next item, as you can see, this is where the council member added a list of different events and activities and plans for the commission to be involved and help sponsor certain events. And for the most part, we basically accepted this language saying that these are things that we would be involved with. And you can see we added some language to have information put both on our calendar and our website as well as the city's website related to faith traditions. Does anyone have any, are you still reading? I'm sorry. Anyone have any comments about that comment? We're good? Okay. To move on to the next one? Okay, so the next one, which is G. All I can see is perhaps where is a semicolon, it should be a period. Where the red starts, it says nonprofit semicolon in recognition. I believe that should just be a period.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is the part.
And then, what'd you say?
This is the part we wrote.
Yeah, I'm just saying on the in the other part that we didn't write, but
that part was
oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right. In recognition, this was reached to replace replacement with strengthening relationships with non-community groups and nonprofits. Yes, okay. So we're proposing the language is on the right box. I was just fixing the other piece anyway. Anyway, is everyone okay with what's written from that item? Okay, so next one, which is H, work with relevant boards and commissions, including the Office of the Police Chief. So we rejected the deletion of Chief's Community Advisory Board and added Office of the Police Chief. Oh, Okay, so everyone okay with that one? Commissioner Keene, are you?
So, Adriana, I just want to clarify, because it does, I just want to make sure I know. We had Chiefs Community Advisory Board, based on what Councilmember Jose Preciado put in the original paperwork, correct?
The municipal code currently reads Chiefs Community Advisory Board.
Just because I looked it up online, mm-hmm. and it says, I don't know if this is it, because there's two that could possibly be identifying it, but it says Police Department Community Advisory Committee. So I don't know if that's what it is, or if the chief has a separate board.
Do you mean that's what it reads in the municipal code?
That's what it reads on the page.
On the website.
Yeah, on the website, okay. Under vacancies and applications and commissions.
Correct. I'm not sure. I don't have it in front of me. I believe what you're reading. I'm just saying that this is how it reads in the municipal code.
I just want to clarify if there were two separate things. Like,
no,
does the chief
not.
Have like a separate board and then
no,
this commission?
Only one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, is everyone okay with that item the way it's written? Or comments? Okay, so the last one, then let's look at the last one. Okay, is everyone okay with the way that's written in the memo? Okay, so
then just to reiterate, we will add below that box, we will add language to the effect of the Human Relations Commission at its February meeting, I believe it was, voted to request business cards for the commission.
So I guess I'm a little bit confused because this whole memo talks about proposed amendments to the charter.
Mm-hmm.
Business card seems like a completely different.
It is. I was just thinking if it was to be formalized in a memo, we could say this is okay. In general the Human Relations Commission feedback. One on the proposed amendments.
Oh, I see.
And one on
business cards.
Business cards.
I got it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It sounds fine to me. Do we need to vote on that or just?
You could vote on the totality of the memo. I don't know if Vice Chair Keene Ayoub had a question or a comment.
I'm concerned about adding the business cards to the memo.
Okay.
Only because that seemed like it. I agree. I don't want them. I don't know how they're going to regard it
mm-hmm.
when they consider it up on the dais. And I don't want it. Our consideration to be rejected because they take the business cards as an all or nothing.
I leave that up to you. It was a recommendation, not a...
If we don't put in this memo, we just have to create another memo
mm-hmm.
saying at XYZ meeting we voted to have business cards.
Correct.
Okay. So does anyone have a preference? Any other thoughts about preference? Mr. Hodge?
I agree with the vice chair. I think they should be two separate ideas because business cards is one thing and the policy is another.
Is that something that you can just draft and it would just come to me and we can just deal with it?
Yes, we could work together on the language. I mean, it's pretty simple. There was a vote on it.
Okay.
And there's a recorded vote on it.
Okay, so at this point, do we need to vote? What do we need to vote on?
On this memo.
So basically, we're voting that this memo will now be sent to City Council. Is that
correct?
Right?
And then we can discuss how you'd like that to be presented. as I mentioned earlier.
Right. Okay, so at this point, then I would need a motion indicating that this memo will then be sent for to City Council. Including, I think there was like maybe one word with that one word corrected. Commissioner
Pajanor? Just want to find the protocol. I was not present at the last meeting, so should I abstain from this vote or participate in it or not?
My opinion is that since you have seen the memo now, even though you didn't have input into it, if you're, you could vote on whether or not we send it forward.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Is anyone prepared to make a motion? Commissioner Kinoye, was that the motion? Okay, so we have a motion by Commissioner Kinoye. Second, Commissioner Olawi. Any further discussion? Okay, will the secretary please call the roll?
Sure. Motion to approve the memo as presented with one minor modification to 2.36.030B to include the word people after marginalized. Motion made by Vice Chair Kinoye, seconded by Commissioner Olawi. I'll now read the vote by roll. Commissioner Gomez?
Aye.
Commissioner Hodge?
Aye.
Commissioner Holm?
Aye.
Commissioner Lares Urquidez?
Aye.
Commissioner Olawi?
Aye.
Commissioner Paranor?
Aye.
Vice Chair Kinoye?
Aye.
And Chair Branch?
Aye. So now we have to talk about how it's presented. And so what day did you say it would probably be on the agenda?
The next meeting is May 7th.
And so the option is just we send it to the council and that's it. Or we send it to the council with a plan that someone be at the council member to speak on it.
To speak on it and be able to respond to any questions the council may have. Of course, the entire commission is welcome to attend the meeting. It's just, you know, whether it's listed as an item on the agenda or not.
So for myself personally, my only hesitation is that I'm not sure, you know, I didn't check my availability for that day, so.
There are four meetings in May, so we could choose any other one as the commission sees fit. However, we were given 60 days to bring it back, so we're just over 60 days.
So, looking at my calendar, I think that May 7th would work for me if the commission wanted me to go to the meeting and present this information. But we also could vote that we don't need to have someone go present the information. So, a little shaking heads here. Okay, so we would need a motion that I on the approach. Mm-hmm. So, Commissioner Kinoye?
I make a motion that Chair Petrina Branch present our response to Councilmember Jose Preciado's changes.
Second that.
So we have a motion and it was second. Any further discussion? Commissioner Hodge?
So I just want to be assured that what we presented, the both sides of the argument on those will be shared since some of the votes were 3-2 or 2-3.
Yes. So the council is going to get this chart. And so
And
they'll see that information, and I certainly would reflect to them that, you know, the discussions we had as best I can and the votes that were taken. But they will have this information.
And as you can see on the memo too, an attachment to that memo will be the meeting minutes that you all just approved. So they will have that as well.
And certainly if any commissioner wants to come to the meeting, you could speak like a public, not on an item, right? As a speaker.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. As a speaker on the item. All right, so I think we have a motion and a second. And would the secretary please call the roll?
Sure. Motion made by Vice Chair Kina Yub, seconded by Commissioner Parnor. I'll now read the vote by roll call. Commissioner Gomez?
Aye.
Commissioner Hodge?
Aye.
Commissioner Holm?
Aye.
Commissioner Lares Urquidez?
Aye.
Commissioner Olawi?
Aye.
Commissioner Parnor?
Aye.
Vice Chair Kina Yub?
Aye.
And Chair Branch?
Aye. Okay. All right, let's see, what's the next item on the agenda? So the next item on the agenda is item 4.3, updates, discussion, and possible action regarding ad hoc subcommittees. The first subcommittee is Law Enforcement Review Board Ad Hoc Subcommittee. Vice Chair Kina Yub, is there anything that you have to report from that?
I actually have a question for city staff. It was brought to my attention that the police department community advisory committee was being proposed to be evolved into a CLERB police accountability type commission, and I was wondering if there was any feedback or any knowledge on that, and if not, can we receive feedback maybe at the next meeting? My understanding was when we spoke with legal mm-hmm. through the city that it would require a charter amendment to be able to do a oversight commission, but we could still have some type of advisory board. So I didn't know if this was being involved into that, and that's not really, I think, completely transparent in the way that it was intended.
I haven't heard that either. I haven't heard that proposed plan. Back when the previous city council made that referral and proposal to establish a police kind of like an oversight commission, the direction and the motion from the council was to not morph, but formalize the chief's current commission into one that was appointed by council. So there is the idea that that commission or committee eventually be a city council appointed commission. But in terms of oversight or kind of those kinds of powers that we have been talking about as part of this, that's not part of the discussion.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So it would be, it's not going to be evolved into something like that.
Into like an oversight?
Yeah, like the current people to combat a possible oversight commission.
No, well, the current people, it couldn't be the current people because it would have to be appointed by city council.
Okay, uh-huh. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. The next item is item 2025 events ad hoc subcommittee. Do you have anything to report?
Actually, Commissioner Lowy has something to say, but I think we fulfilled our duties with what we were asked to do because it was overridden by the new proposal for that's coming up. So I'm not sure if we need to continue with our subcommittee.
Commissioner Lowy, did you have anything to say?
I agree with what she said. Unless there is anything else we want, you know, the commissions would like us to do in terms of maybe which one we should engage in, but it's already listed the activities. So now, I think we can all agree, if everything is listed, which one do we want to be involved in and be committed to, you know. And I think that it's good that we agree on it way in advance so as to avoid cancellation in a way, so we can all plan so well in advance for if we're going to be having a tent there and stuff like that. I think for the Hearts Day, the notice was kind of like be a little bit short for a lot of people, and people have plans. So that's what I'll say.
So, let me make sure I understood what you're saying, Commissioner Olawi. Are you saying that you think the committee is no longer needed, or that the committee is still needed to start identifying which of the things that we agreed that we're going to do, we should start doing?
I think we can still go back and make recommendation based on the list that we have now that is approved and everything. And then we'll come back and, you know, to the commission and bring recommendations on which and which we could be involved in. We'll do that.
Okay. The next item is item 3, Pride Flag Raising Event Ad Hoc Subcommittee. Is there anything to report on that? Commissioner Kinayu?
I don't believe the city's began planning for Pride Month yet, so.
We do have a date secured with the mayor's office now. That would be June 7th at 10 a.m. for a flag raising event.
So should I just wait on you to contact me, Adrena, for further?
We can set up a meeting, yes.
Okay.
With wonderful. Commissioner Diaz as well.
Okay.
Okay, on Juneteenth flag raising event ad hoc subcommittee. So I'll just start by saying that this subcommittee met a couple days ago, and we were told by the mayor's office that June 17th at 11 a.m. would be the time that they were recommending. So we talked about having several speakers, including the mayor, an HRC person, maybe a couple community members. And we were told about a young person who won an essay contest that he would make a great addition. We also talked about having music, and so we're going to be reaching out to some people to provide that. And then we talked about having vendors, both non-food and food vendors. And I asked city staff for any guidance, rules, regulations about having such vendors. I just asked you this afternoon, mm-hmm. So I don't know if you have anything to offer, but.
The only thing is, I guess for vendors, especially contracting them and them to come on site, city staff would be the one taking on that leading role in doing that, but we welcome your input. So if you have a vendor that you'd like to see, that you'd like for us to reach out to, then we can reach out to them and explain to them kind of just the expectations of what the event looks like. And then if they're interested, and then working out any sort of contract with them or agreement, that should be within the communications office as well.
Does anyone... I'm sorry, say again?
That apply only for the vendors or the other
people? You should speak into your mic a bit more.
That is applies only for the vendors, the reaching the city?
I guess, who else are you speaking about? Other than vendors.
Music and
dance. Yes, so.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I was about to say, if we, for example, want to have someone to sing, particularly if they may have a, want to be paid, we need to basically connect them with city staff and they can deal with those details. But if it's like, I mean, the committee will just sort of decide who the speakers are and let the city know, mm-hmm. But if they're not going to be paid, then it's not as much of an issue in terms of city staff having to.
Correct. We never want to have you as a commission in the position of committing the city to an expenditure, is I guess what I'd like to emphasize. So once you identify a particular vendor that you'd like to invite, then we can go ahead and take it over from there.
Does anybody else, Commissioner Olawi or Commissioner Lara, or Quaid, oh gosh, I was punching myself. Arquitas, have anything to add from our meeting?
Not even right now. It's so fun. We talk about it.
And so that would be the end of our report. The next item on the on the agenda would be staff comments.
No comments that I can think of other than just a heads up that we may not be having a meeting in June due to staff conflict. I will be out of the office and if I can get anyone to cover for me, it'll be difficult to have the meeting. But I will keep you all posted about that. But hope certainly by next month.
Chair's comments. I don't have anything to add. I kind of already made my comments to just say that I went to Earth Day and had a really good experience there. Unfortunately, we weren't able to have our table there, but it was still a nice event. Does any other commissioners have any comments? Commissioner Hodge?
Yes, I also had the chance to go to Earth Day, and it was a delightful experience. I was so impressed with all the hands-on activities for the, especially for the little ones, and the music was incredible, up on the stage. The other thing that I heard at the recent council meeting, and maybe Ms. Hernandez can qualify it, was I believe it's the Port is going to be sponsoring a June 29th Multicultural Day. And I was really happy about that because we had talked about that as a commission, that it would be nice to do something that was all inclusive and bringing out the cultures of all of the people within our community in terms of celebrating. And so when that came up and that it was under the auspices of the Port, I thought, oh my gosh, maybe our role is to just be cheerleaders and to get people to come out and as other organizations are doing wonderful things to promote community and cultural appreciation. So I just wanted to put that out there. I thought that was kind of cool for human relations to just build a sense of community and that we're Chula Vistans and we have just wonderful people, wonderful talent, and wonderful cultures.
Any other, Commissioner Pajanor?
Just to Madam Chair and Commissioners, I want to have a discussion or maybe for the future where we can discuss about possibility of taking our Human Relations Commission meetings out into the community, which I think so many meetings ago we had kind of a discussion and that could be history on it, but where we could go into the various districts, you know, community centers, or where already other communities are meeting, and tag along with it so that we can have more of a community presence at our meeting, and also get the awareness of who we are out in the community. And I believe that the staff may correct me on this, there are other commissions or even boards that do that, go meet out in other places. So is this something that it's possible for us? I don't know, I don't want to add more work to staff, but if that's something that we can look at, it'll most probably create an engagement with the community because we are the Human Relations Commission. And so I think so the human relations part is the most critical word, and I believe you know, we could have more people in attendance if we have to, instead of waiting for people to come to us, we go to them. Just a comment that I wanted to bring up.
I guess I can respond to that just shortly because it's not an item on the agenda, but there are a few commissions that have meetings outside of like their regular meeting spaces. They don't happen frequently, so they're, you know, they have a specific purpose for doing so. So per the municipal code, the commission needs to have a regular meeting place, date, and time. But those kinds of special meetings do occur on occasion.
Any other commissioner comments?
I just want to give thanks and to the city council and to the mayor, and also share with you that today is officially 1 year that I was appointed for this commission, and it's been very special because especially I never imagined being participating in the city in a commission. I didn't even know that it was commissions in the city. So everything happened during the pandemic that I was just exploring the website, and I found that we have commissions. It's not only one group, the city council, that works around the city, but we have other people, a lot of people and residents that would like to participate, that can participate in the different commissions that we have in Chula Vista. And I really enjoy it because Chula Vista, I haven't always said, even before I came here, that it's a welcoming city. And that's what my family decided to come and live here almost 19 years ago, because it's a family city. And that's what my husband and me wanted for our children. So thank you, all of you. It has been a pleasure to meet you. And that's what I wanted to share. Thank you.
Well, this is one thing I just wanted to remind people of before we adjourn, is that a few weeks before the meetings, one of the city staff meetings, either Adriana or Carla will send out an email and saying, let me know if you can come to the meeting. So I ask if you can respond right away so that they know if we're going to have a quorum or not, and not create work for them where they have to like do extra contacts or call people or do anything else besides send that one little email out so that they know we're having a quorum for the meetings. And then I think there's a second request that usually comes around the time the agenda comes out. So you need to do that one also. Even if you said the first time, something could have changed. So please respond to both of those requests so that we know that we have a quorum for the meeting. With that, unless anyone else has a comment, any more comments? All right, it's time to adjourn. So it is 7 p.m., and I'd like to adjourn this meeting of the Human Relations Commission until the next regular meeting on May 23rd, 2024 at 6 p.m.